KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is my banter buddy on the business, Matt Bellany. And Matt, the highly anticipated Netflix results were announced on Tuesday. I mean, I've never seen a company scrutinized even in the general media like this. And I don't think in our business, it's pretty uncommon, let's put it that way. And the reactions to their numbers and their comments is pretty mixed. I think one of the key lines was Reed Hastings saying the results were less bad, less bad than expected.
Right. They were expected to lose 2 million subscribers. They ended up losing a little bit under 1 million subscribers. So I guess pop the champagne. The key indicator is that they projected that next quarter they will gain 1 million subscribers, which is what a lot of investors were looking at. And the stock popped after that disclosure because they seem at least to think that these two quarters of losses will be reversed.
So let me say that, first of all, the reason everybody's watching so closely is that the big overarching question is Netflix having a little temporary problem, or a very, maybe not a temporary problem, but a very Netflix-specific problem? Or is the whole streaming business, in which the traditional studios have staked so much, really in trouble? So we're left with ambiguity. I mean, Netflix, as you say, is saying we're over the worst of it. It's a little unclear exactly how they're over the worst of it. I mean, some on Wall Street are encouraged that they say they're not going to increase their spending from $17 billion a year on content, so they now have discipline. But it's not so clear, like, you know, their advertising thing that they're going to have, this new tier where you know, people who may not want to pay the full boat for Netflix every month can get a lower cost advertising supported tier. That's not coming on until next year. If that, they're rushing like crazy to get it done, which makes you sort of think, what's going on? Why is it so urgent to rush like this? It's a tricky thing to execute. So the question is, what changes, and are they over the hump, and in what way are they over the hump?
Well, that's the big question, because they've now got two more quarters before they say this advertising tier will kick in, and they announced a big splashy partnership with Microsoft, which I think the market does like, because A, Microsoft is already a giant player in the ad business, and B, it's not Google. They're not handing over the keys to the kingdom to the biggest competitor in the space. But they've got two more quarters here, and you know, the entire wagon of Hollywood is hitched to Netflix, because Disney and Paramount and all these other companies, they go up and down when Netflix goes up and down. It's kind of crazy considering the business that all of these other companies are in, whether it's theme parks or theatrical distribution or consumer products. Netflix is driving the entire industry when it comes to the stock market. And for the most part, the stock market has lost confidence in the growth trajectory of these companies. And Netflix turning the corner here is at least a somewhat positive sign.
If it is, I don't think we have reached some agreement that they've turned the corner.
No, that's true. And I think that the fact that they are being so rosy in their projections of gaining subscribers, there's a lot of big ifs there. I mean, they saw that the numbers for Stranger Things in the second quarter were higher consumption-wise than they had anticipated. And there will be a little bit of carryover of that potentially, because Stranger Things, the final two episodes aired in this current quarter, but there's a long time before the end of this quarter. And will those Stranger Things fans churn out? And is there enough coming to keep them interested so that the subscriber numbers won't take a hit? That's the big question.
Yeah, and I'll just note that Stranger Things is not a new property, and there's been a change of personnel and strategy since the approach that created a franchise like Stranger Things. So I am not sure how the page is turned here. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, a founding partner of Puck News. He joins me this afternoon at 2:30 and 6 p.m. on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.